I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's Psalm 103, 1-5. Do you ever have seasons of life when closeness with God feels like a memory instead of a reality? The prayers feel quiet, the worship songs feel empty, and even Scripture feels distant. Yet in those very seasons, our passage from Psalms today meets us with an invitation. Bless the Lord, my soul, David says. He's not speaking to a crowd, he's speaking to his own heart. It's as if he's reaching for God through the fog of his own forgetfulness and saying, remember. Remember who He is. Remember what He's done. When we feel far from God, gratitude becomes the bridge back. It doesn't erase our doubts or suddenly make worship easy, but it reorients us toward truth. Gratitude pulls our attention off what's missing and fixes it once more on the one who's never changed. David tells his soul not to forget God's benefits. Notice how gentle but intentional that act is. Forgetting isn't rebellion, it's simply what happens when we drift. Life fills with noise, and slowly, we stop noticing and our hearts go on autopilot. But when we begin to name God's goodness again, to remember the forgiveness freely given, the moments of healing, the ways we were rescued when we didn't deserve it, we begin to feel the warmth of His presence again. Gratitude becomes a spiritual wake-up call. And this remembering isn't just mental, it's relational. Every thank you we whisper draws us closer to the heart of the giver. Each time we say thank you, Lord, for meeting me here, for sustaining me, for not letting go, we realign our souls to the rhythms of grace. Gratitude breaks through spiritual weariness and gently reminds us that God was never absent. Our awareness was. Sometimes, the distance we feel from God is less about His silence and more about our spiritual forgetfulness. Gratitude corrects that. It calls the soul to attention. It says, look again, He's been here all along. Even when your prayers feel hollow, gratitude invites you to speak faith into your own heart, because every sincere word of thanks is a declaration that you still believe in a faithful God, even when you can't feel Him. Think about how David describes God here. He forgives, He heals, He redeems, He crowns, He satisfies, and He renews. Those are deeply personal verbs. They speak of a God who is involved, who comes near. The psalm doesn't invite us to thank a distant deity, but a close, compassionate Father who knows us fully. Remembering that truth is how gratitude redirects us back into His loving presence. So if your heart feels far from God today, start small. Maybe all you can manage is a hushed thank you. That's enough. Gratitude starts as a spark, but as you keep naming His goodness, His mercies, His patience, His quiet provision, that spark will grow. Slowly, the distance shrinks. Not because you found your way back to Him, but because gratitude helped you notice He'd been walking beside you all along. Like David, tell your soul to bless the Lord again. Pierce the fog of your forgetfulness and remember who He is. In that remembering, your heart will realign with His, and gratitude will draw you near again. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To find out more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.